Yeah, traditionally, commercial fishermen and anglers wouldn't have got on too great now, but locally it hasn't been the case because a lot of the section crosses, a lot of people commercial fish and would want to do a bit of angling, so there's no friction that way, to be honest with you. But no, it's best to work together and try and cooperate for the good of the issue, which is the declining salmon stocks.
What do you think can be done? And I know that's the purpose of the meeting on Friday, but what do you think can be done to try and halt the decline or boost stocks on this river?
Well, we believe that the current approach isn't working as salmon stocks are declining. Now, there's a lot of things can be done, maybe cleaning up the rivers, maybe nurseries, restocking programs, but that's what the meeting's all about, is to discuss what's the best way forward. But most of all, we'd like a say in how the river's managed.
And that's not the case at the moment?
That's not really the case at the moment, and I can't speak for the angling community, but I know that the commercial fishermen have very little input into how the river's managed at the minute.
And some would argue they're the people that you should be taking the views on board of.
Yeah, I would think all sections, nobody has a monopoly on salmon, and it's a great natural resource. So I would think everybody should be entitled to a say in how the river's managed.